You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie with the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. We're on point number, and I spoke incorrectly yesterday, and I said 17. We are on 19. I can't believe we're on 19. We are in the Industrial Leadership Dojo. We're learning about how to become an industrial leader. So glad that you are here. This one's going to be about ranting right now, and so I'm ready to get going because time is definitely something that we can never get back, but we can always earn more money, but we can never get time back. So have that sense of urgency, most definitely. Okay, like I said, this is going to be a rant. This subject here today is very near and dear to my heart. And I call it no kicking the dog. Now, everybody's had that experience. This represents take responsibility at all costs. So as an industrial leader, there's no kicking the dog. Let me give you an example. Okay, so we've had leaders in the past that create a storm and cause problems, and then require the team to clean up the mess, and then take no responsibility for creating the mess. And as a leader, we take responsibility at all costs. So the analogy of no kicking the dog, you've seen it. You've seen those individuals that, well, I'm frustrated. Things are not going my way. Oh, woe is me, and I'm all angry and all that. So I'm going to find something that can't lash back out at you. So I always call it going to kick the dog, because the dog is just this innocent little thing just sort of sitting there doing nothing, but you've got to find something to take your frustrations out on. No kicking the dogs. You take responsibility at all costs. Let me tell you, when I worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers. We did a lot of business transformation stuff. I did a lot of other consulting, and I did a lot of business transformation stuff. And you know what I used to do? Just as simple as finding that individual, that leader, that person that always took and kicked those dogs. So those are the individuals that I always pinpoint first and foremost, because I guarantee you, once that is dealt with effectively in some way, shape, or form, in some manner, the organization turns around. Everybody begins to row in the same direction. It is that individual that decides that they need to kick the dog and have that philosophy where the whole organization as a whole is wrought with that cancer. You develop, as a leader, if you do that, you're developing fear, you're developing uncertainty, you're developing a caustic environment just because you want to kick the dog, just because you want to take your frustration out on individuals that have no responsibility in your frustration. So that's why this is so doggone important. I'm asking you, as a leader, bar none, that you do not kick that dog. You take responsibility at all costs. Because if you don't, if we don't address that in an effective way, if we do that, I've done it in the past. I'm no saint. It's not a good feeling. It's based off of just, what am I going to do? Nah, whoopee. So what happens is that if you do not deal with that, whatever success you want to achieve, if you have that caustic environment because you are, taking your frustrations out on somebody, it'll be suboptimal. You do not do yourself, you do not do your team, you do not do your company any justice. It is a bad situation. So keep in mind, do not kick that dog. Take responsibility at all costs. We move forward. We make mistakes. So what? But taking it out on people who do not deserve it because we're just frustrated is unacceptable. So I want to challenge you. I also coined a term called beer factor. Now, the beer factor is that individual that you're saying, wow, I can go have a beer with that person. That person's pretty cool. I'll have a beer with that person. Beer factor. I want you to recognize that you need a beer factor. And that beer factor is saying, hey, people want to come up to you because you're a leader, because you have their best interest at heart. Okay? So beer factor. Think about it. You think about it. Do you want to go have beer with somebody that's kicking a dog because of no reason? No, you do not want to do that. So you do not do it because you want to be the guy that people want to have beer with. whether you drink beer or not. It doesn't really matter. It's the analogy that is important, right? So once again, no kicking that dog. You take responsibility as an industrial leader at all costs. And develop that beer factor. My goodness, man. I want to have beer with you because, well, that's pretty cool stuff. So real quick, we're going to go through it back to where we're at, and we're going to summarize. Drive and grit. We talked about that yesterday. Enjoyment in the now, right? As a leader, we want to enjoy the now. Courage and daring. We take risks. Take constructive criticism. We got a sense of humility. Let's learn as much as we can. A sense of humor. Let's laugh and smile. Right? And the ability to lead teams. If you kick the dog and you do not take responsibility, you don't have the ability to lead teams. That's for doggone sure. True desire to shoulder the burden. Let's be the hero or the heroine? Absolutely. Ability to be strong and clear in times of trouble. Once again, you're kicking a dog, there is no way you're going to be strong and clear in the times of trouble. Steadfast dedication to those depending on you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's always about service and the other. Courage to ask for assistance and guidance. We're not about pride. We're not about just saying we know everything. You do not have all the answers. Self-discipline and patience. One more day. We might make a mistake today. We've got one more day. We always have one more day. Confidence in our capabilities. You're learning. I'm learning. You're seeking. I'm seeking. Absolutely, we have confidence in our capabilities. Resistance to criticism, there's always going to be somebody that's going to say, you can't do it or you're not going to do it. Thick skin, let's make it happen. Genuine interest in the well-being of people, absolutely. Turn that pyramid upside down, you're a service provider. Purpose, rock solid purpose, you get knocked down, we put band-aids on your knees just because, well, the purpose is much bigger than you. Positive outlook, absolutely. We are always positive. We're thankful, definitely, for where we are, the people we're working with, and the place we're working at. And then finally, of course, correct thinking. Shadows of the past do not dictate your future. Do not allow that. Do not kick the dog, okay? I'm ranting right now. Do not kick the dog. You take responsibility. Do not be that caustic individual within your team that brings everybody down. You do not kick. And develop. Gosh darn it. Develop that beer factor. I want to have beer with you. You should want to have beer with me, not just one of those things like, I don't want beer. So nonetheless, we will talk tomorrow. We're almost wrapping this thing up. I've got the legs of leadership all wrapped up, and they're coming to you. Thank you very much. Be safe. Thank you for joining the industrial and learning about the Industrial Leadership Dojo. Have a great day. Be safe.